When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, April.
Good morning.
All right, so hey, thanks first of all for allowing us to talk to you about this. Will you kind of explain everything that you're going through?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a little rough.
Okay.
So I've been dating Sky for a few months now.
Mm-hmm.
And things have been going really great. And we see each other like several times a week and we talk every single day. But we never really had the discussion on like what the title is.
And so like no like boyfriend, girlfriend talk or anything like that?
Well, I started referring to him as my boyfriend, but we never had like an official talk about it.
Right.
So he stayed the night at my place a few times last week. And the first time I stayed there, like, he gave me a little mini tour of the house, like, walked me through the main floor, the upstairs. And then later, like, while he was putting, like, the finishing touches on, like, our dinner,
mm-hmm.
I had a chance to, like, look around a little bit more in his living room, the dining area, and I was a little shocked to see, like, several framed pictures of him looking all, like, cozy with another woman.
Oh.
Okay.
So, assuming it wasn't, like, his sister or his mom or something like that?
No. It was only coupley photos. Like, I know he was engaged before, so I'm almost, like, 100% sure it was his former fiancé. They, like, met at school in Alaska. So, like, half the photos that he had around his house looked like they're from Alaska.
Oh, wow.
And they're very, like, coupley pics. Like, it's not, like, a family picture.
Oh.
Okay, so, yeah, not his sister, definitely. Okay.
No. It was, like, at the top of a mountain, on a ski lift, a ferry boat. Like, you get the point. But.
Right.
Okay.
Did you say anything to him about it, or?
No, I didn't say anything, but it really bothered me. Like, I don't know if he's ready to move on, or, like, why he still has the pictures all over his wall. Like, it's just weird to me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I completely get it. Because
like he had to have seen them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. And I will say, I had a boyfriend years ago who, apparently, when I was out of town, was entertaining a lady friend at our house, and we had pictures up all over the place, and that's how she knew we were not broken up.
Oh, my God.
So I don't want to plant that early idea in your head, but it's immediately what I thought. But I think it doesn't. I think, honestly, you should just ask him, like, hey, when I was there, I kind of noticed some pictures. Who was that? And it,
yeah.
Just innocently enough, I mean, he's got them displayed on his walls. He had to know you saw them.
I'm just like, now I'm just like, am I even going to believe his answer?
April, you could take a really subtle approach and
take them all off the wall.
Take a golf club and just swing them and knock them off the wall.
I don't think we do it like that.
April, hey, thank you for allowing us to chat with you about this. We do have some people chiming in, both, you know, on Facebook and via text. So, you know, maybe we can at least guide you in how to approach this with, you know, your boyfriend, non-boyfriend, no titled man.
I know how you feel, though. I get how you are kind of alarmed by that and how that might be a little red flag-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, hey, keep us posted, okay, April?
Okay, I will. Thank you, guys.
Another approach that you could take is just to replace all those photos on the wall with pictures of yourself and him.
That's what Dawn said. She's like, if you got a picture of you two, frame it, sit in the living room. That's a sure way to let him know which photos mean the most. I don't know. I don't know if that's the route we go. It seems a little bold.
I still like the golf club approach. It's subtle, yet it gets the point across.
It's really not subtle. So listen, because we're what, a couple months into this? We're trying to not make him run away at this point, right? I think we just ask about the pictures. I mean, he had her over to his house. He had to know she would see them. Maybe he just legit forgot to take them down, just hasn't noticed it.
And you know what? Honestly, that could be an actual possibility because I know how I am. And
guys don't pay that much attention to stuff like that.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like, or you see it and you're just like, I'll get to it. And you never do.
Yeah. And maybe he legit forgot. So I think maybe we just ask about it. It can be that simple, I think.
Would love
to
hear.
It doesn't need to be like an. It's the tone with which you say that and you ask matters. Like, don't come at him and say, "Who is that?" You know, don't do that.
Would love to hear your experience with this, because I think we've all had to have, well, at least most of us have had that talk of, "Hey, what are we?" And right. Maybe that can help guide April in how to approach this. So 502-571-9970, your story's on the way. So the guy April has been seeing the past few months still has pictures of him with his ex hanging on his wall.
We think,
yeah. And she's all like, is this too big of a red flag? Is he not over her? I mean, I suggested just taking a golf club to the framed photos, or...
I feel like that's a little aggressive. And Dawn suggested changing out pictures. Well, she said if there's a picture of you two, frame it and put it in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make a little statement that way.
Right.
Now, Lisa said you'd be amazed at how many guys in the dating world are waiting for their ex to come back.
Ew.
Have the talk, and if you're still not comfortable, walk away. Life is too short to spend on someone using you as a placeholder.
Oh.
That's a really good term. I don't know if that's the case, because I was kind of suggesting, too, maybe he just forgot that they're up on the wall. I mean, there, a lot of guys don't necessarily pay attention to details like that when, you know, they get out of a relationship. I mean, it could be that simple.
Yeah, we
and
did.
It could just be like, hey, just bringing it to his attention.
Sassy Matt texts in and says, take a Sharpie and draw mustaches. Another text from a listener said, you know, there are possibly some red flags with this. So asking about these photos is probably the best idea for April to do. But as a guy, there are things that become part of your normal environment that you might not think about until something is brought up. It's just a guy thing to forget about something until it's pointed out to you by someone else. And pictures on the wall would be one of those things. That's kind
absolutely.
Of,
Angie was like, first thing, don't listen to Ben. LOL, just ask.
What, don't listen to me about taking the golf club to the framed photos? Again, I think that's subtle, but it gets the point across.
Subtle.
Andrew the Love Doctor always calls our show. He always has some love advice. And what are you thinking with this?
Well, I mean, before she can assume anything, which I'm sure there's a thousand things going on in her head, it's a pretty simple. She just got to ask him who it is. Is it a long lost girlfriend? Is it somebody that's he was married to or engaged to and is deceased? Or I mean, there's a lot of reason people keep pictures up of other people that they are close to. From a girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife relationship. But until she knows what that is, there's no other path for her to take.
Yeah, I mean, she thinks that it's his former fiance. So I think she just ask and then figure out why he's leaving them up.
Yeah, and then if it's his former fiance, then the question becomes, okay, so are you over her? Have the conversation. You're 2 months in, you're starting to get a feel for somebody. Don't wait 6 months in and go, hey, by the way.
Right.
Because then you're too far invested at that point, and that will determine whether she needs to stay or go.
When is the proper timeline to have the conversation of, you know, what are we? Is 2 months too soon, or you say it's a good time to have it?
No, now, 2 months in, you're seeing somebody as much as she said they were seeing each other. You're more than just buds.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's been any intimacy or anything, but every day they talk, they see each other several times a week. No, they're dating. He just needs to come out and determine if that's the case. And if he doesn't look at it that way, then she needs to go.
Okay.
Period.
I like that.
Yep.
Thank you, Andrew.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay. I think we don't overcomplicate this. We just ask, hey, you know, when I was at your house the other night, I saw a bunch of pictures on the wall. Who was that?
And I know that can be intimidating.
It can be, but again, if you don't approach it with an accusatory tone,
right.
Like, who is that? You were in a picture with this girl, all over your wall. What is that? Don't say it like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd come across a little bit like stage 5 clinger sort of.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck. And
I'm invested to find out how that question goes.
Yeah, let us know how it all works out, and hopefully it is just a, you know, one of those things, an oversight.
Yeah.
And
if he gets super defensive, that may be a clue that maybe he's not quite done with the feelings from that relationship.
Yep, there you go. All right, there you are, and that's group therapy.